You have called Israel a client state mm-hmm. of the United States. Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
Basically, it does what the United States wants it to do. It suspends its atrocities in Gaza because it may hurt Obama's coronation. You know, we're now having an anointing of a, I'm not sure if it's anointing of a king or a swearing in of a president, but we're having some sort of celebration. And so nothing is allowed to ruin the party. So we have to stop killing children in order to make President or King Obama happy. And that's Israel. Israel is just a total slave of the United States. You can't do anything without the United States.
Speaking of President Obama, how do you foresee him?
He's going to be the same. He's a complete opportunist. If he were white, you'd see there's no difference between him, say, and Clinton. Both of them are quite intelligent. Clinton's probably smarter than him. But both of them are quite intelligent, and both of them are completely opportunistic politicians. They have no principles, no values, no commitments, no convictions, other than to power. And they are both quite skillful at assessing which way the winds are blowing, what's possible and what's desirable to preserve their power and preserve their privilege, and they go with it. The only reason people have illusions about Obama is because he's black. If he were not black, people would have no illusions about him. You know, he's just another run-of-the-mill crooked politician.
You speak very candidly about your position on this issue and how for the past 25 years. As a result, you've received a lot of praise, but you've also been criticized. You've been labeled a traitor because you're Jewish, anti-Semitic, a Holocaust denier. How does that make you feel?
There's a whole people which is being decimated. I'm not going to wallow in self-pity about the names that are being hurled in my direction. We have a challenge. We have a responsibility. It's not the time to squander on whether or not I feel good or bad. Thank goodness I feel I'm still alive. What about the 400 children who were killed, many of them incinerated by white phosphorus? They don't feel anymore. They're gone. Their lives were snuffed out. Snuffed out for what? To fit it in just in time between Election Day, November 4th, and Coronation Day? Like a holiday you fit in on your calendar? That's why 400 children were incinerated by this satanic state? And I'm now supposed to worry about how I feel because they call me this and call me that? Let them all burn in hell for what they did to the poor people of Gaza. What did those people ever do? 80% of them are refugees and the children of refugees who were expelled from Israel in 1948. That's how they ended up in Gaza. I don't care what they call me, because I know what the whole world calls them. There are a lot of cowards who are afraid to say it out loud. But we know what the world is thinking. The world is thinking exactly what I'm saying and 1,000 times worse about what was just done to those people.
Thank you. Thank you. That's all the time we have for now. I really appreciate your time.
You're welcome.